Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And Eric Oz is here from Homebridge Financial Home Mortgage.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday right back at you here, deep into the summer.
Yes.
Enjoying that weather out there?
Generally speaking, yes. As long as it doesn't get too hot for me, because you know I'm just a fragile little flower.
We talked about that last week.
I'm not really delicate at all, except for when it does come to heat, I do wilt. Kind of like my plants in the pots out back. If I don't get enough water during the heat, I will.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I bought a couple baskets of fuchsias this mm-hmm. year around Mother's Day. And, man, those are drama. You go one day.
You're calling
and you forget to
drama?
Water them. And they're like, oh, I'm so thirsty. And then they just fall apart. You know, and then you pour a little water and they're like, oh, all right, I'm good. You know,
I've had that happen with a lot of plants.
Oh, those are the worst. They just like, oh, you know, I'm dying.
Okay.
It's like our cat, if we don't feed him like right on the spot, you know, he acts like he's starving to death or something. And he's 18 pounds. I don't think he's going to starve.
Yeah, he's not going away anytime soon. Yeah, it's like Rusty. Like, you know what time it is to feed my dog because he lets you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, is it 5 o'clock? Yeah. I couldn't tell except for that hot breath you keep putting on me.
And they are not on board with daylight savings time either.
No, they
it's
are
like,
not.
It's, wait, we got to wait an hour? Wait, what? You know, what's
know.
Up with
Everyone
that?
Everyone in my team, when they were working out of my home office, would always know. Like, if I was out of office and they were getting ready to, you know, like, end their day or whatever, they would know because Rusty would just, like, show up at their office doors and be like, just like this heavy breathing at them, like, are
so
you the
hungry.
One? Are you the one who's going to feed me today? She's not here. I can't tell you how many people in the 8 years I've had this dog have been like, I know exactly when your dog eats.
He's wilting away to nothing.
Yeah, it is all 90 pounds of him, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
But anyway, so speaking of staying hydrated and eating and being fresh and available for things, how is the market?
Well,
are we starving? Are we wilting? What's happening?
We're recovering. We're recovering. So
we've been drinking copious amounts of water.
You know, mortgage rates pretty much peaked in June.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been they were fairly stable, a little bit sideways. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, the Fed had their open market committee meeting. They hiked rates. And we talked about this on last week.
Yep.
Rates dropped.
Yes. Which
let me just say that again.
Yes.
The Fed hikes and mortgage rates drop. And that happens almost every single time because the Fed's fighting inflation.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, it benefits the long end of the bond market, which is what mortgages are driven by.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw rates go down. Now, since then, we've been a little bit of a sideways motion. There's been some profit taking, a little, you know, it's like that country song, you know, two steps forward, one step back.
Yep.
But I think we've seen the highs, you know, that was about mid-June. And things are stabilizing now. As the economy slows, which it is, rates will fall.
I have a question for you because, and you may not be able to answer it because it's having to remember how we started the year off. Because, I mean, we're past the mid-year, right?
Yes.
Because you and I do our January prognostications, right? We're always doing our predictions for like what we think is going to happen in the year. Because we went well beyond what you thought it was going to be, right?
Oh,
when we hit the sixes?
I'm almost embarrassed to say it. Yeah, I figured that rates would top out at 3.75% this year.
Oh, wow.
And our chief economist said 3.625. I actually was more conservative than he was.
Right.
But we didn't anticipate the spending packages and just the oil prices, which really, really sparked inflation.
Right.
And even the Fed, you know, everything was transitory and it was temporary and it was due to COVID and la la la. But that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, and it got out of hand.
I still also want to point out though, because as you were making the comment of like people make this assumption. It's an assumption around what the mortgage rates are going to do when the Fed does their rate hike, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if you remember at the beginning of the year, I was talking to somebody, and he hasn't put his place on the market still. Mm-hmm. I was talking to somebody early in the year who was saying, you know, I don't know, because my friends are saying they think they're going to have mortgage, you know, rates hit 9% by the end of the year. And I went, who are you talking to?
Not going to happen.
And that just, it kind of blew me away. But I did get nervous. I mean, I'll be realistic. It made me a little nervous when we hit the low sixes, because I'm like, who was he talking to? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of times, like last week, you and I, we do so much education around this, mm-hmm. right? And we were talking last week, like, please read more than a clickbait headline. Please get like a bigger overall picture of the scene and not just one cocktail party where someone has told you something and you've taken it verbatim and been like, oh, this is the way
it
is.
How many times have you look at a headline and, you know, doom and gloom in Washington housing market or whatever the headline says, it's the clickbait. And then when you read the article, it says the absolute opposite of the headline. You know, when you really get into the meat of the article and or if
that's because they test headlines to see what people will react and respond to. And so if you're listening to this, start to try and absorb the idea, because we do this in my team all the time, of training people to not just look at headlines because it is that clickbait. Mm-hmm. They will tell you the thing that's the most fear-based version of it, just to get you to pay attention to it.
And the photos that go along with it.
Exactly. Know,
especially on the YouTube and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, they really want you to just click on it and say, oh, my gosh, it really is bad. You know, and then you read the articles like, huh.
Yeah.
Funny about
it's like
that.
Not exactly what I thought.
Yeah, but just to go back, on January 2nd of this year, the national average for a 30-year fixed rate was 3.41%. We're about 2 points higher than that right now, but we were about 3 points higher than that. So, so they got up into the mid sixes there in mid June, and now they've backed off of that. And cross your fingers, you know. But the mortgage rates will follow the economy, and as the economy slows, mortgage rates will go down.
Right.
And that's what we're watching for right now.
So let's talk about what the opportunity is, because we've brought this up before, for all of you who have held off buying because you never wanted to be in that big bidding war that went 5, 10, 20, or even 30% above asking price.
Right.
This is your time. Secure the house without the fight or less of a fight, and then have the opportunity that if rates fall, refinance.
Yes, because home prices, and we've said this also even the last week, every recession going back 70 years, home prices, with the exception of one recession, 2008, home prices have remained flat or they've gone up.
Yeah.
And so we've got a good track record, 4 bad years out of 70. Mm-hmm. And it, so home prices are much more stable than interest rates. Interest rates are cyclical. So
and we
maybe
still
it's
have
not
a shortage.
Perfect. You can get in, but get in there.
Yeah.
And then once you're in, you know, wait for the markets to soften, you can refinance to a lower rate. And then you and I also talk about the 2-1 buy down.
Yeah.
You know, which we're doing on a few properties right now. And that's a temporary thing. So the way that one works, let's say the prevailing rate is 5.5%. What you do is in the first year of your loan, your rate is 3.5%. In the second year, it goes up to 4.5%. And then in years 3 through 30, it goes to 5.5%. Now, there is a cost to that, and it's roughly about 2.25% of the loan amount, and the seller has to pay for that.
Right.
So if you can negotiate that, it gives you some breathing room. So my thinking with that is, number one, make sure that you could afford the 5.5% payment, because what if we're wrong?
Right.
But then the idea is that you go into that, it gives you some payment relief for a couple of years, and then wait for the rates to go down.
Well, I mean, okay, so this is how I'm explaining it to clients. If you can qualify at the, say, 5.25, let's go ahead and get moving forward with that. And then as we're looking at the homes and the ones that you like, then we're reaching out, we're advocating on your behalf to see if we're in a position to be able to make that happen.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
So definitely lots of good education going on around it, but we just need to get more and more of the word out. You also had another thing that you wanted to bring up today that I think we brought up a couple weeks ago, but because we've shifted stations from 1590 to 1300 permanently, I want to make sure that anyone listening on this programming is getting a chance to hear that.
Yeah,
because we need to repeat and remind,
right,
you know, the folks that are out there that these programs exist.
And this is a pretty huge one because it helps with affordability. And that is, if you are either own a home or looking to buy a home with an ADU, with an accessory dwelling unit, up until a few weeks ago, we could not count the rent from that ADU to help you qualify. But now we can. So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac finally changed their rules on that, and we are allowed to use the income from an ADU.
Does it have to currently be rented?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
And what's an ADU? So an accessory dwelling unit could be a detached building, like a little cottage or something like that. I've got one. I have one of those in my own home.
Yeah.
It could also be a basement, you know, if it's a fully furnished apartment
or
something like that. So the rule is, to be classified as an ADU, it has to have a separate entrance. So a separate way to get in and out of it. Has to have, you know, full functioning kitchen and bathroom and all of that good stuff. If there is access from the ADU to the upstairs of the home, or the main living area, I should say, you know, they can be configured any way you want them to be, then it may not be classified as an ADU. So we got to be careful about it. It does have to have a separate entrance. If it does, then we do an appraisal. The appraisal will figure out what's fair market rent for that ADU. And we can use that income to help you qualify.
Okay. So that's pretty cool. So you don't have to have it already rented or a lease agreement in place. It's a appraiser.
Right. If it is already rented, great. I mean, we go by
then
that.
Then you go by that.
But otherwise, yeah, we can work
fabulous
that out.
Fabulous information.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
And then
we've
got to take a real quick break here, and then we're going to Kent.
we're bringing on the Kent Chamber. Yeah, we're not getting in the car, but yeah, we'll go on a little trip though.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We got more Open House with Team Reba coming right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Austin here from Homebridge Financial Home Mortgage.
And Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Sundays at 3.
And always on podcast.
Yes, with about 270 episodes available.
Coming up on 7 years.
Yes, very soon.
Actually, one of the longer running podcasts out there. I think
that
they really podcasts didn't come on until about the last 9-10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So. We've been doing this show quite some time. In fact, it was funny when I was chatting with someone the other day about my team and I and the social media and all that we're doing and our Google business page. And I was telling this gal who does some consulting around that. I was like, oh yeah, we have like 7 years of content. And I said, I blogged I've had this blog for 19 years, of which, you know, 13 years I did all the original writing myself. So there was 900 individual articles. And she was just like, holy crikey. You know, that wasn't her exact words, but, you know, you get the gist. But she was just like, that's a lot of content. I'm like, that was just up till 6 years ago. You know, like, we started the radio show around the time I stopped doing all the online writing. But that's because I had other marketing people come in and help start building content out. So I still do a lot of stuff, and now even more in video. So that's one of the things that this program will eventually get to, is also providing a video content version of it too.
Absolutely.
So there'll be a lot of that. But I want to get on to our guest, because I am super excited. This is so for listeners who might be new to our programming, I'm going to give you an idea of like how we typically come up with guests. And so the major topic areas that we cover are Residential Insider, which is talking about the residential real estate market and the mortgage market, all mm-hmm. the things that impact that. Investor Angle, mm-hmm. which is when we talk about landlord-tenant law, what's going on in the commercial building sector, things of that nature. We have Green Building and Design, where we bring on architects, maybe landscape designers, interior designers, solar experts, things of that nature. And then we have Regional Impact. Mm-hmm. And we have had the CEOs of a variety of cities on the show, and today is no different. We're going to have Zenobia Harris, who is the CEO of the Kent Chamber, joining us. Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
For Regional Impact, like, we're going to be very interested in learning more about, like, what's going on in your marketplace and businesses and what's the chamber up to. Because for me, as many of our listeners who have been with us for a long time know, I've been serving on the board of the Renton Chamber for 8 years now. And I'm a big supporter of chambers. And I just recently joined the Kent Chamber as well. And that's not why you're on. I was going to have you on anyway. I just decided to sign up after we had this great event the other week.
Yeah.
That was a combination of Renton, Kent, and the South Sound Chamber Coalition. If I said that correctly.
Almost. Seattle South Sound Chamber.
South Sound Chamber. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. I haven't been to, that was my first time really interacting with that organization directly. Yeah. So, but welcome and thank you for being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk all things economic development, all things Kent. I absolutely love it.
So. Yes. And so you are super engaged. I love it.
So first off, tell us about your town.
Yeah.
Give us a rundown.
Well, the rundown is we're the sixth largest city in the state. And so Kent has over 134,000 residents. Our school districts speak over 132 languages within the school district. We have a variety of businesses, like most cities, right? But you have your home-based business, your grassroots, your nonprofits, your big business. We've got, you know, Amazon and Blue Origin and a lot of space industry moving there as well. So we are a really robust city and growing every single day. And I like to talk about this, but I also want to change part of it too, that we are the eighth most ethnically diverse city in the U.S. And the reason I say I want to change that is because our city is diverse, but our leadership, I would like to see more folks who are diverse in leadership positions. Mm-hmm. So, sure. But for now, I'll take, you know, eighth in the world.
That's a challenge everywhere, I think. Yeah. And it's why we talk about things like that on the radio. It's recruiting. It's getting people aware and growing that. Doesn't Kent also house what I believe is the largest warehouse district north of Los Angeles?
That would be correct. Yeah, the Kent Valley.
Which used to be pumpkin patches and things like that. Of course, it's all warehouses now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things. So speaking even from our like investor angle side of things and what goes on in business, the vacancy rate there has been so low because so many companies have been moving in and actually even building out more space in your area, have they not?
They have been. Yeah, they have been. And also the King County has been working on affordability, right? So making sure that it's accessible. All of that property, all of that opportunity, all of that American dream is accessible to no matter what size your business or what type of business. So the city of Kent is doing a good job with attracting different types of organizations that are going to embrace our history, obviously our history with warehouse, but with aerospace as well.
Yeah.
So the Economic Development Department, along with the Kent Chamber, are really pushing, you know, who we are as a city and how great it is to live and thrive and grow a business there.
So how do you typically partner with the Economic Development Group?
Yeah. So specifically right now, we have a great contract going where we see a lot of businesses during the pandemic, they did close, right? And so then you saw also this growing idea that folks wanted to start their own business. And so what we saw is folks are getting into, like, I want to start a restaurant, but I'm not really sure exactly what the space should look like. I'm not sure what the specs I should look at. I'm not sure if I should sign this lease and pay the rent before all of my permits are done, correct? So what we've done with the Economic Development Department is we are creating permitting workshops for folks who want to upscale their business or start a new business to make sure that you have the tools that you need to be successful. You'd hate to open a restaurant, mm-hmm. but you don't have a hood, so now you can't really fry anything and you right. got to make sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
So just making sure that we're trying to meet folks where they are and mm-hmm. give them the tools they need to be successful. So we partner in that way. We're also the Kent Visitor Center. Mm-hmm. We don't have the designation just yet. We're working that in progress. But essentially, we want folks to know that you go to your chamber if you're having a problem, if you're new to the city, you want to know, you know, mm-hmm. I need a real estate agent. I'm new to the mm-hmm. city. What's the best area? That's what the chamber is doing in conjunction with the city, is making sure anyone who has a desire to come into Kent, residential, commercial, that we have a solution for them.
So you're working with consumers and businesses on multiple levels.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So how long have you actually been with the Kent Chamber?
So I've been with the chamber since March of 2019. So what is that? Like three and a half, you know, okay. 3.5 years. So.
Okay. And that's in this capacity.
In any capacity. I've never worked for a chamber prior to being the CEO of this
okay.
chamber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you a member of this chamber? Or
I was a member of the chamber. I was working at the University of Phoenix, and I thought, what a great way to get out there that we have brick and mortars here in the state. We had four at the time.
Yeah.
And so I turned to the Kent Chamber, and I loved every minute of it as being a member.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't think I knew that, because that was actually where I did a bunch of my college. UOP.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that briefly.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Yeah. I think I'd forgotten that. But okay. So you've been there in that capacity for this 3.5 years, which has been through some very difficult times.
Yes.
But as someone who has interacted with a lot of different chambers, I'm just going to give an opinion here right now. I find you as one of the most vibrant leaders that I see out there, because you're engaged not only at your chamber, but you even come to some of the Renton chamber events.
Yeah.
And I love, because there are a lot of businesses that have dual memberships.
Correct. Yes.
Right. So why do you see that typically happen? Like, if someone was already a member, maybe somewhere else, why would they maybe want to consider even joining the Kent Chamber?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that you see me as engaging. Community mm-hmm. is number one. And I know that there is a direct link between your community success and business success.
Yeah.
And so whatever I can do, support another chamber. So this is what I tell people. You have a chamber, you have a brick and mortar, you're in the city of Renton, right? Mm-hmm. So yes, join the city of Renton, join that chamber, because Diane and her team are constantly advocating for you, mm-hmm. You know, at the city and the local level, right? Mm-hmm. But if your customer is anywhere, yeah. that's when you start looking at different memberships at different chambers, right?
I agree.
And so the Renton Chamber, the Seattle Southside Chamber, mm-hmm. we all are advocating for South King County, right? Mm-hmm. But for the city of Kent, I go to all the city council meetings. I'm meeting with, you know, our local mm-hmm. legislator. So I am really advocating on that level for those businesses. But because our chamber does over 150 events in a year's time, then it's important for businesses to know that they can get their product out there.
Did you say 150?
I did say 150.
That's a lot.
We're overachievers at the Kent Chamber.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I tell people not to have the FOMO, right? The fear of missing out.
Right.
Business owners are busy.
Yes,
so
they
we
are.
Don't do that so that you can come to 150. I do that so that you can find a space and a time to engage. Is that going to be in mm-hmm. the morning, the afternoon, in the evening, on mm-hmm. the weekends? That's the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's the purpose of it, right? To make sure that you as a member can engage and you don't feel like you're not getting the value. Networking is one of the number one reasons for mm-hmm. someone to join a chamber. And our job is just to provide that networking opportunity.
Super, super cool that you say that, because that is one of the biggest challenges we always talk about. Like, you know, I'm sure the Kent Chamber is similar, that you have probably a lot of committees also,
yes.
right? And that's part of what helps, you know, with setting up these different kinds of events also, because they're targeted to specific topics, perhaps.
Yes.
Like, they're not just like, hey, let's get together and have a party. It's like,
definitely not. No,
right?
this is what you maybe call targeted marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you
sure.
have your government affairs committee. They have their ear to the ground on what's going on mm-hmm. legislatively. So just last month we held an event. We had about 70 people there. We had a lot of folks. And today, get your ballots in. Today's the 2nd of
yes.
August. We had a great event where you can go and do a mixer and just talk one-on-one with the prosecuting attorney, talk one-on-one with a city council member or someone who wants to be your next senator. We have those events, and those are driven by that particular committee. And then we have our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. That's really important to me. I walked in the door with a certification in DEI, and so I believe that businesses need to understand that DEI has a direct impact on their bottom line. And so the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee puts together learning opportunities, puts together, you know, crucial conversations around equity. And we partner with, you know, folks like the Renton Chamber, the City of Renton, the City of Kent to get that message out.
You guys had a great series on that this last year. Oh my gosh, it was so fantastic.
Community conversations, those were great.
Absolutely loved it. So, yeah, because that's one of the challenges. You hit it perfectly when you said, like, get you where you are and when you're available and can engage. Yeah. Because, you know, I've mentioned to numerous people, I'm like, to be a business owner is a little bit of a lonely, you know, situation, right? Because you're running the business and you can't have the same conversations with your staff that you can have with somebody who also was in a similar situation, right?
Right.
Because, you know, one, there's, you know, privacy issues on some level, but also you just have different problems.
You do.
Right. And so you're looking for solutions in other areas, and it helps when you have people who understand the situations that you have to work with. But I'm loving where this conversation is going. I can't wait for people to hear more about what you have to offer at the Kent Chamber. And we're going to be right back after these messages on Open House with Team Reba and Zenobia Harris of the Kent Chamber. Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, Remax Metro Eastside.
You had to think about that for a second here.
That's because I'm sitting here reading a website, and I shouldn't do that when I'm trying to do an intro.
That's right. Well,
like, well, did I just call myself Rebecca or Reba? I don't know.
I don't know.
I go by both.
You don't like? Oh, you do?
I go by both.
It's just not Becky.
Know, yes.
Yeah,
you
there you
correct.
Go. All right. Well, and Eric Osnes here from Homebridge Financial Home Mortgage. So thanks again for listening in today. And we've got Zenobia Harris, the CEO of the Kent. See, I almost did it. I almost said Renton Chamber. It's the Kent Chamber.
Yep. Yes. You are famous for saying the wrong stuff.
I know. That's just, yeah, that's right. And I'm not even reading.
And how
website.
Did you actually pronounce her first name?
Zenobia.
I kind of heard. Oh, I heard Zenobia, and I was like, it's Z?
I said Zenobia.
Okay, with a very long drawl on it, I guess. Zenobia.
All right. Well, I'll fess up when I make a mistake, but I didn't on that one, so there you go.
Well,
I did?
On it this late. You did
oh,
say.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
well,
you did.
she's saying I did, so there we go.
That's okay. I've been called worse, so let's go.
It's one thing if I have to screw up my own name. Let's try and not screw up our guest, shall we?
My name's Zenobia. I'm used to it, right?
So. It's such a unique name, though. I don't think I've ever met anybody with that name before.
Yeah. I only know my cousin, who my mom and her mom are cousins, but best friends. So she named her daughter Zenobia. So that's the only other Zenobia that I know. And there's also a Zenobia that works in Tacoma and she works at an institution. I won't say. She works at a higher education institution, and people always get me confused with her. So around graduation time when I worked at the university, I would get cards that said, thank you so much for the impact of my life.
Gosh.
And I'm like, whoo, okay, no, wrong school.
No,
that
problem.
Wasn't me, but you know what? Good job on that degree. And I'm sure Zenobia appreciates the flowers and the cards.
Oh,
that's
good
funny.
Gosh. Okay, well, there you go. I've just learned some new things. I had no idea, but that's so interesting that you actually have two people in your family. The only reason I say that is because there are two Rebecca Ellen Hasses in my family because my nephew married a girl named Rebecca Ellen Oakley. And so now there's two Rebecca Ellen Hasses. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens. That's another good reason why I go by Reba, because it's much easier for everyone else.
Yeah.
Because we also have two Beccas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys just...
My nephews have made it very confusing for everybody. There's... a lot of marriage into similar names. I had somebody say once, they're like, oh, it just tells you that they really like their, you know, Aunt Reba. And I'm like, that's weird.
We don't want to marry people.
Let's not,
yeah.
Mm,
One of my favorite aunts is Rebecca, actually.
Yeah.
But she does go by Becky. She doesn't go by Reba. Yeah. I'm going to ask her why she doesn't go by Reba.
The other name is much more common. I get lots of people tell me that's unusual. So, yeah, whatever.
I like it.
But anyhow, moving on and back to you and the Kent Chamber. So on the break, we were asking, because you were talking about all these events that you guys do. What are some of the ones that are coming up that perhaps someone listening to the show should know about or that would get them maybe engaged with what you guys are up to?
Yeah. So first of all, we have a lot of community partners, right? Mm-hmm. So we are working with the Lions Club. So we have about a month and a half left on our farmers market. That's every Saturday and it's in downtown Kent. So we'd love for you to come out and check out some of the farmers and just crafters and things that we have going on.
It's a
some
big
of the
one.
Food.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. And we're just off the hills of Kent Cornucopia. So folks are excited to see what businesses are there. But what I would like to talk about is our President's Gala. Mm-hmm. So every year our outgoing president has the opportunity to give out a president's award. As a chamber, as a board and committees, what we do is we go out to the community and say, who do you know that just started a business, right? So we have an award for new business. They don't have to be a member of the chamber. This is where the chamber people kind of get confused. It's like, in order for me to do something, I have to be a member. We are community focused and community engaged. One of the awards I'd like to talk about is our Citizen of the Year. It used to be the Citizen of the Year. Now it's called the Marge Williams Citizen of the Year Award. Okay. And Marge Williams was a pillar in our community, was an advocate for the chamber, was a loyal and avid Rotarian, and she just brought so much to the chamber. And so if you know someone in the community that is really serving their community at its core, that's the person that you want to nominate for the Marge Williams Citizen of the Year Award. You can go right into our website starting Friday. You'll be able to fill out a nomination form. And again, you don't have to be a member. For a small business, chamber member of the year, obviously you have to be a chamber member, new business, and then also the Marge Williams Citizen Award. So that's going to be at our President's Gala, which is the 24th of September. It'll be at one of our partner locations, Green River in Auburn, and it's going to be a really great time.
Okay, and that's kentchamber.com that people will go to find that information.
That is correct.
Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. I'm assuming you probably get quite a bit of traffic on that website.
We get a lot of traffic on the website. Believe it or not, when folks are moving into the city, and I didn't do this. I've moved a lot since I've lived here and moved here in 99. I never called the chamber, but you get folks to say, you know what, chamber, is this a good neighborhood for me to live in? Is this going to be close to bus station? These are things that you just don't know, but people need to know the answers to that. So they reach out to the chamber for those type of things. So we're grateful for those calls because we feel good when someone wants to come into the community and we can showcase all of the options that we have.
Oh, right. For sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your website also, and there's a section there which talks about chamber benefits. And I know you touched on a few of these things, but you're talking about workshops, classes, volunteer opportunities, notary services, free listing in the membership directory.
Yeah.
So you've got, so I'm assuming for businesses, free radio ad.
Yeah, here at Salem Radio, actually, you can come in and do a radio commercial. And every year that you renew, you can renew your commercial. The good thing about that is you take that radio commercial and you can put it on your social media. You can put it on your website. If you've got something special going on, you can come in and shoot a commercial specifically for that. So it's a benefit that we have because Salem Radio is a part of our chamber as well.
I noticed that. And it was actually one of the things when I was signing up my membership, I was like, wait a minute, we're on Salem Media.
Right.
Like, yeah.
How did I not even know that?
Yeah, it's a great benefit and people love it. I mean, we have folks that come in and get their will notarized, more specifically folks that are doing import and export. So we do certificate of origins well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's typically what we use it for. But yeah, you can have free notary. We do a lot of different things with the Small Business Development Center.
That's great to know because I do real estate, I have people who are constantly asking me like, hey, do you know where I can get notary services? And you know, a lot of people I work with are in the Kent area.
Yeah.
So that's
and we have members who are mobile notaries as part of the chamber as well.
Right.
So
mobile notaries are great.
Mobile notaries are great.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we use those a lot. I noticed also, so tell me more about the incubator space.
I was just about to ask.
Yes. Yes. So the incubator space. So let's be realistic. There are some businesses who are just starting and they cannot afford no matter how good we do with commercial affordability, they're not going to be able to afford right. a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Some people only need an office, believe it or not, 3 to 6 hours in a week. Mm-hmm. And so we have a really large space at the Kent Chamber. What I've done to the back of the chamber is turn that into an incubator space. Mm-hmm. So we allow businesses to come in and rent a desk or a computer mm-hmm. area, whatever, whether that's monthly or daily. Yeah. If you're a member and you're just passing through and you need to have a meeting, you just stop into the chamber, you have a meeting, doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm. That's so fantastic.
Yeah, this incubator space allows you to incubate your business right. without that cost, you know, kind of hovering right. over you. Right. And King County gave us some money for that space, but we're thinking about expanding it and really having it open out, you know, all day, mm-hmm. all night where folks, because right now you access it when we're there, but we want people to be able to access it when it's important to their business. So that's our next step with our business incubator.
Oh, wow. That's a tremendous opportunity because that's different than like the, you know, WeWork, shared space, you know, all those other kinds of things that are out there that yeah. Have had sometimes good and bad, you know, press on them, on how, yeah. how well they work or the cost associated and things like that. So having that low overhead aspect is great. And even though, you know, like as there's people who are solopreneurs or just getting started, yeah, and everyone's talking about work from home and whatnot, but home's not always the best space.
Correct. Yeah. Right? I couldn't work from home.
Yeah. I mean, I was doing, we're interviewing for new licensed assistants to work with me right now. And I know I was doing an interview with somebody and, you know, it is tough when you've got like, oh, hey, the kids are right there. I can tell.
Yeah.
Like yeah. makes it a little bit more difficult to have that conversation. Right.
Yeah.
And stay focused on what you're trying to accomplish. So, I love that. I'm going to have to come visit the space.
You should come and visit the space
yeah.
and have a meeting. I mean, when I was leaving today, I had
someone
come
class.
In. And, or a class. Yeah.
We were thinking about probably yeah. a little light bulb went up over
oh,
your
Oh, yeah,
head
both
as well.
Of us. Yeah, we yeah. have a class that we need to get scheduled. And
okay.
so we will.
Like a first-time homebuyers
yes.
course? Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
Because we teach the Washington State Housing Finance Commission classes.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we should
that'd be fun.
Break into some new space,
yeah.
especially now that I'm a member.
You see how membership works out for you.
How wonderful. It's happening
its
right now
membership.
On the air as
That's
people
sure.
listen.
Well, and I love the fact that you're doing some workshops and things like that, especially for somebody trying to open a business. They may be very, very good at their craft, but
yes.
that doesn't mean they know how to run a business.
Exactly.
Yes.
In fact, we've had on Urban Impact up from South Seattle, and they do an mm-hmm. incubator type program mm-hmm. and then they have an event called Sharks at the Beach where it's almost like a Shark Tank type mm-hmm. competition
yeah.
you know to get some seed money and things like that
mm-hmm.
but any type of program like that is so great.
Yeah. You know, education is important. We are all going to mm-hmm. get to a point in our career where we need to level up and skill up.
Exactly.
So you should always be learning. You should always mm-hmm. be perfecting your craft mm-hmm. as much as possible. And so
yeah.
I also, if you give me grace, over the last couple of years, I've been working on what we're calling our business incubator program.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 10-step program to take a business from idea to conception to success. And so we're working with UW Tacoma. We've got Gary Malcolm with Malcolm Consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're taking them through the 10 steps. So what does advertising look like? And we talked
Excellent.
About this the
mm-hmm.
other day, Reba.
Yes.
Networking is so important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is a full course specifically mm-hmm. dedicated to networking,
yeah.
how to do your accounting, how to get those things set up, your
mm-hmm.
formation, how to get certified as a women-owned, minority-owned
yeah.
business. So
mm-hmm.
there's a 10-step program that we're taking folks through. Our first cohort will be in January.
Excellent.
We are
Good.
Super excited about that.
Oh.
It's taken me. I wish I could have got
nice.
It off the ground, but
yeah.
thank you so much, COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. So I'm really excited about that, to be able to help most people, especially folks starting nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
it's really their passion
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
they just love it.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to understand that there's a foundation that you need to build your business on in 100%. Order to grow.
Because mm-hmm. people make the mistake too. They hear nonprofit and think
yeah.
you don't need to have this business background. It's like, no, it's just a different version of a business and how it's run. So you do need to still have all the same information a for-profit business owner
yeah.
has.
Even more for a nonprofit.
So,
yeah.
You can't help people if you're not making money to be able to help them.
To stay around.
It just
yeah.
doesn't work.
Yeah.
So,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we don't get to stay around much longer because we're going into a break, but we will be back in just a few moments again with Zenobia Harris of the Kent Chamber, and we'll be right back on Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. Eric Austinus here from Homebridge Financial Home Mortgage.
And Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And Zenobia Harris, CEO of the Kent Chamber of Commerce.
You got it.
Yeah. We're so glad you're here. Thank you so much. And I've said it before we got on air, but I'm just loving this dress that you're wearing. We're going to be taking some pictures later so people can see, like, as we advertise the show and, you awesome. Know, the podcast and all of that. I want to make sure we get a picture of you in this gorgeous attire.
I love the sun. So when the sun comes out, the bright colors come out, the yellows, yes. the blues, the orange. I absolutely love it. I'm a California girl, so I got it.
Okay. Well, we both ended up wearing blue today, but different. I've got the check pattern, you've got the floral, but those usually go together very well.
They do.
I almost wore my, like, bright yellow sunny, would have been you.
Nobody told me,
salmon.
You know, there was a dress code today. I'm dressed like the color of a salmon.
Well, but that's in the colors of
her dress. Of course.
Yeah, we're going to look fantastic when we have this photo. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen my pants.
Waist up photos only.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just pretend we're still on Zoom, okay? Shall we? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's get back to business though, because we are talking, you know, this is our regional impact kind of topic and with the Kent Chamber. So we talked about some of the events and things that are coming up, but I wanted to make sure because I've always, and I'm now, since I am a new member with the Kent Chamber, I'm curious to know more about the, you guys have a big annual expo,
Yeah.
Is that down at, is it the Showware?
It is.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah, it's down at the Showware. So it happens annually. It's the only business expo. And every year it continues to grow. So we have, because the pandemic shifted. So it used to be in October. So if you're used to seeing it in October, we have moved it to the month of May. We've also, after this past year, have moved it to a weekend. And so just think, all things Kent. Mm-hmm. This year, what we did is we separated the expo by location. So were you downtown? Were you East Hill? Were you West Hill? The reason we did that as we wanted to showcase all of the great things we have to offer, no matter where you live in the city of Kent.
Okay.
And so we had restaurants from downtown, the East Hill and West Side. We had insurance agents, you know, West Side, East Side, everything. And the purpose of that, again, was to just showcase all of the diversity within our community. Mm-hmm. It's always held at the Showware Center. They are a great partner with the Kent Chamber. And last year, we had over 2,000 people show up in the community. And we're talking on a Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, right? And so it's from like 4, and then we start serving food at 6 o'clock, and it runs till 8. It is an absolutely good thing to see your community come together. This year was a little bit smaller because of COVID. We had to scale it back just a bit, but we have over 80 businesses that showcase their business during the pandemic, right?
Wow.
And we had a lot of our nonprofits showcase what they're doing in the community.
That's awesome.
And I love the fact that our nonprofits, some of our grassroots nonprofits, are really getting involved in the chamber. So they, too, can get that exposure that your Goodwills get, you know, or your multi-services, all of those larger nonprofits. We have to be sure that we shine a light on the grassroots, the people who are working with our youth. And they had a great time at the expo just telling people what it is that they did. And so I really enjoyed that.
That's actually where some of our guests have come from, our opportunities. Like when I've been at Renton Chamber events, I learn of like we've had multi-service center on here before. We've had Vision House. And they don't just only impact mine and your communities, because like Vision House is in Renton, but they also do work up in Shoreline. And multi-service center has multiple locations. So that's why we really look at the regional impact, because I think a lot of folks just kind of always assume that it's like Seattle, Bellevue, you know, or Tacoma, Everett. And then they forget how vibrant all these cities in between are. We've all grown up together and developed in slightly different ways. But I think your community is much like mine, where there's, you've got some of your chain, you know, type places, but there's also a lot of really phenomenal, you know,
small businesses,
a lot of great local restaurants that you just don't get anywhere else, with real unique flavors and menus. And it's just phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, again, it just your community, your business community reflects what your community, or it should, mm-hmm. yeah. right? So that yeah. way people feel included in the conversation. They feel included in their food. Mm-hmm. If you are an immigrant from Africa and you want some good food, mm-hmm. you can go down to Rafiki downtown, right?
Yeah.
If you're coming here from Thailand, you want some great food, mm-hmm. you go have Thai, you know, you go have Thai food over at Nina's Spot Thai Chili. Mm-hmm. So it really is about showcasing what the community yeah. has.
I've had some amazing Filipino food up there.
Oh, yeah. It's like, really good.
So good.
It's really good. And if you're missing your grandma's cooking, or you never had a black grandma's cooking from the mm-hmm. South, you've got to go to Nana's and get you some food. Ooh. It is absolutely fantastic. They also just opened something over in Covington as well.
Okay.
But there's a variety, and that's what's important. Variety yeah. Awesome. Really is what is sparking our community.
Yeah. People need to erase what they saw in the old show, Almost Live. Because it gave a one-note version of a lot of towns around here.
I don't
here.
Know if many people remember Almost Live or not. In fact,
I think some of our listeners might. I know what the demographics
when you first
are.
Came in. Yeah, no, they kind of picked on Kent a little bit.
And yeah, they did. They picked on Renton and Kent, and we're right. both still trying to get out of that. Like, cut it out. That's like that was over 30 years ago. Yeah. At least
we have a sticker that says "Don't mess with Kent." So whomever these yeah. folks are, yeah. don't mess with Kent.
Well, and you're talking about different you know venues and things like that. You know, the Great Wall is one of the largest Asian mm-hmm. oriented malls in mm-hmm. the Northwest, and
yes, right on the border,
people flock to that. You yes, know, which is a great, great place.
But it's really close to the IKEA.
Yeah.
If you have been to IKEA, you're just a couple blocks
you're one
away.
Block away.
Great yeah. Wall.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Know? Or if you've been to Valley Medical Center.
And a shout out to Phil Cuisine up on the East Hill, which is one of the best Filipino restaurants around. Mm-hmm. So
that's the one I was talking place. About.
Oh yeah, Phil.
Yeah,
yeah.
Phil Cuisine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the name, but thank you. That
and
was it.
On the West Hill, one of the most famous restaurants around Dick's. Drive-In.
Yeah, yeah. Your favorite. I know. You think it can cure the common cold?
That was a battle to get them.
That was a
yes,
battle.
It was.
Yeah, it was a battle to get them, but we won, and now they're expanding. Mm-hmm. I think they just mm-hmm. are going to be opening something in Federal Way, so really right. coming into South
oh, wow.
King County, it's mm-hmm. a staple.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Dix is also a partner of the Chamber,
okay.
And great. Really, they're really about community advocacy, and I don't know if anyone's looking for a job, but if you've seen their job postings and what they're paying,
mm-hmm. oh, they're amazing.
And they yeah. care about education.
They're awesome. Well, I was going to
awesome
say,
benefits.
They were at a function that we did this last summer at Renton Technical College. Like, and
yeah.
They brought one of their food trucks in, and it was a huge hit.
Yes.
Along with
to
the car show.
To say the least, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, we love them. So thank you so much for bringing them up, too. Okay. So we've talked about the big event. Wait. So you said it's in May.
So it's in May of 2023. It'll
okay.
be in May of 2023.
So if someone's listening to this, you know, because this is going to go into podcasts later on, of course.
Yeah.
So someone will hear this later. So when do you start? Like, do people have to make an application to be, you know?
That's a really great question.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have folks that the expo is one of the things that takes about 30 days to fill up the slot. So we have a very okay. short window in which mm-hmm. we take applications.
Okay.
But in the month of November, we send out what is called our sponsorship packet.
Okay.
And in that sponsorship packet, people will prepay for their booth. Then
gotcha.
There's the famous business that always wants to come in 1 week before. And really, honestly, if we have space, we'll let you in because you want to advertise. You want to get your business mm-hmm. in there. But starting in November, we start taking
okay.
actual reservations for our
okay.
Our business expo.
Okay.
And if you go to kentchamber.com, you'll see everything that we have going on. You can also follow us on Facebook at Kent Chamber. We have Kent Chamber Visitor Center for the City of Kent. We have that website or Facebook as well. So there's a lot of ways to stay connected to the community and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even begin to rattle off the number of events that we have going on tonight for National Night Out. I'm the president of my homeowners association, so I have to stay put in my own community.
Yeah.
But there are probably 10 different National Night Out events going on. And what I like about National Night Out is, especially mm-hmm. for our community and our kids of color,
mm-hmm.
you get to interact with your city leaders, but more so you get to interact with the police in a different mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
And they come into their community and they listen and they play basketball and they eat food with you.
Awesome.
So you see them at a different level. So now National Night Out is really about getting your community together and looking to see who all makes up this community. And again, for me, the police going in to the city and working with the kids or playing with the kids is really what brings me joy for National Night Out. So.
Yeah, that's a great program. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, Zenobia. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope that you found it valuable to get an opportunity to talk about your great city here.
Of course. I sure appreciate it. So if you need anything, we have it in the city of Kent.
All right. KentChamber.com. Thank you again so much for joining us, Zenobia, and thank you for listening in. We'll see you next week.